one of the most watched British dramas on public TV here in the U.S., happens to feature its setting in a small fishing village in Cornwall as an integral part of the storyline. Joining us right now from his home studio in England for a behind-the-scenes look at how Doc Martin is filmed on location is the star and co-producer of the series, Martin Clunes. Martin, thanks for joining us on Travel with Rick Steves.
Hi, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Your show is set in a cute little village on the northern coast of Cornwall, Port Isaac. You've turned it into a fictional fishing village, Port Wen.
Yeah.
How did you choose Port Isaac for the location of your show?
Well, it's sort of, in a way, that kind of chose us, because there was a film called Saving Grace that was made in Port Isaac. And in it, I played a doctor called Martin. Sky Pictures, who made that movie, which was more successful in the States, curiously enough, than it was in England, although it was an English cast, you know, set in England. But Sky, who made that, wanted us to, they tested that character of the doctor, and we set about a little kind of franchise of making some spin-offs from that movie for TV.
Okay.
With me playing that doctor. And then they folded after we made the first two. But these were of a different, the character from the film Saving Grace, who was called Martin, same as me.
Because when I told people I'm going to be talking with Martin Clunes, you've got such a following in the United States. When you think about the phenomenal success of the series, do you attribute it to just a quirky look at a small-town English community, or the crankiness and the honesty of Doc Martin, or the quaint setting, or what?
I think it's got to be a combination of the lot. I know that we were surprised after the first season how much people picked up on the sort of love story.
Yeah.
And so we kind of focused with subsequent seasons on that. And that has usually been our main motor, and remains that, you know, of trying to do something new between the Doc and Louisa, because we didn't want it to get repetitive. Plus, you know, we didn't have the luxury, we can't really afford a huge table of writers like you guys have. So we've got a small bunch of writers, and it's a really hard thing to write when you have a main protagonist who doesn't like anybody and nobody really likes him.
To a certain degree, is it a microcosm of a classic English village from an Englishman's point of view?
I'd hope not.
because you got these quirky characters, you know, the lazy receptionist and, a dull cop and a beautiful school teacher. It seems like it could be a little town anywhere in Britain.
Well, possibly. What we wanted to do is, you know, there's a lot of movies like Doc Hollywood and things where you have a smart city doctor being dumbfounded by, you know, the idiots he finds himself amongst. We didn't want to do that. So what we tried to do was to unite a small community in horror at their general practitioner.
You know, I find that's a very strangely appealing thing about the show, is just the crankiness and the honesty of Doc Martin.
It's good fun, isn't it?
It's great. Now, Port Wen was chosen, I mean, it worked for the movie, and the townsfolk knew what it was like to be featured. What was the town's reaction now after five seasons or six seasons?
Well, we've been through various shades of reaction from the village, but actually this season I felt more than ever before that actually, you know, they've accepted us, and, you know, it's been a double-edged sword. You know, it's built for visitors, Port Isaac, and they were visiting there long before we were. And everything is, you know, all those cottages are for rent, and our crew kind of live in the set. But they've now got people coming outside of the short summer season here. They have people from all over the world coming to visit because of Doc Martin and things. And so anyone with a business there is pleased.
Well, I think the Cornwall is, to me, sort of the epitome of a tourist zone in Britain, and all
yeah,
these
absolutely.
Towns along the coast are just geared up for tourism. So from an economic point of view, it must be a huge plus. I mean, I would imagine the nearby towns are jealous of Port Isaac.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's not so great for second homeowners, because the peaceful little place.
Right.
They bought their second home, you know. But to be honest, we're there more often than they are.
To me, the charm of it is the appeal of Cornwall. When an American thinks of Cornwall, that's sort of the epitome of quaint. And it's just such a delightful, you know, venue for all of this fun, quirky, small-town action. When people in London look at Cornwall or Port Wen or Port Isaac, is that their cliche also? Or what do they think about Cornwall?
No, I think, you know, lots of people grew up going to Cornwall for holidays and things. It's in a lot of people's makeup, you know, to visit Cornwall, because it's, I think it's the only bit of England that's like that. It's the only place that has a surf culture.
The North Shore of Cornwall has a surf culture now. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. South Coast is better for sailing, and it's sort of more, you get palms growing there, and it's golden sandy beaches. But the North Coast, where we are, is rugged and tough. And I think that's also, we use, you know, aerial photography sometimes to just show where that village is. It's sort of tucked in an armpit of the coast.
That is a beautiful dimension of the show, and it seems to me you put a lot of energy in that just to remind people this is a dramatic, gorgeous slice of Britain.
Yeah, we do. We are at great pains. If you're going to take a picture, take a nice one. And we're, you know, we're blessed with that set. And to get that depth when you shoot across the harbour of the background is lovely. And I think we're the last drama in England to still be shot on film.
Ah, now why do you do that?
Because we like it and we still think it looks nicer.
The man behind the popular TV series, Doc Martin, is our guide to Cornwall right now on Travel with Rick Steves. Martin Clune stars as the grumpy doctor in the comedy drama series. Doc Martin has quickly become one of the most popular programs in England, and now it's a major series on public television in the United States as well. Season 6 of Doc Martin makes its debut this week on many public TV stations. Check your listings for your local airtimes. Acorn Media distributes DVD box sets of the series as well at acornonline.com. Let's open the phones at 877-333-7425 for your calls for Martin Clunes as we get the inside scoop on Doc Martin and its setting on the north coast of the Cornish Peninsula in England. Rebecca's on the line in Granite Bay, California. Rebecca, thanks for your call.
Thank you very much. Yes, I got involved watching Doc Martin during my chemo recovery. I had been watching a lot of murder mysteries, and I do like that. But when I saw Doc Martin, I thought I would give that a try, and I was so delighted to see this unique story with these quirky characters in this beautiful setting over there in England along the coast, and the flowers and the seagulls and the unique storylines. It was just a refreshing show to watch, and I had to pace myself so I didn't go through too many of the episodes too quickly, but it was a delight to watch, especially during that difficult time. And from watching that, I determined that I was, when I heard you were going for Series 6, that I would come to Port Isaac and come see it for myself. So it was a special thrill to meet many of the crew and the cast. I got my picture with you, along with many other your admiring fans that came to Port Isaac, and it was a very delight. The people that I met as part of your crew were great. The whole experience there in Port Isaac, it was just a fabulous trip. I couldn't believe the year before when I was ill that such a thing could happen. It was like falling through my computer screen and finding myself there in Port Isaac. It was fabulous. So, thanks for
the experience,
and I hope the show does continue and go on.
I think we've got one more in us.
So you're committed to a Series 7 then, Martin, is that right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Rebecca, what was it like being in Port Wen or Port Isaac when they're filming there?
Well, it was really interesting. You know, what other opportunity would you have to actually watch, especially one of your favorite programs, but to watch how things were being handled? And the crew that we dealt with, I know some of the crew by first name, and they would wave to me when I would walk by at times, and even you know, some of the cast were lovely, and you would see them from day to day and chat with them, and they would, you know, say hello. They were just so gracious. I always wondered about the beautiful flowers that were there, how much might have just been added for scenery, but those wildflowers are genuine and fabulous. And to hear the seagulls and to see the ocean right there, it was just a delight. It was so much more than what I dreamed.
Oh, there's a good smell to it, too, isn't there? A good smell of the sea.
Yes.
You know, that's a charming, very understandably attractive part of Britain, the southwest corner of Britain. Rebecca, thanks so much for your call.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr.
Thanks, Rebecca. It's nice to talk to you again.
So, Martin, when tourists and visitors and fans of the show are there, is there like a ribbon set up where people stand behind the line and they actually watch you work?
I don't think we're as elaborate as a ribbon, but, you know, somebody kind of
somebody says, stand back. Yeah.
And what's great is that nowadays, when we first started and nobody knew us, we were a real nuisance to holidaymakers. But now most of the holidaymakers have come to see us. So they're really on side and really quite, you know, supportive of our endeavours, and they like to watch it. And but a little bit too much. Once we had there was one episode where, oh, I was being rude to someone and, it was Louisa, stuck an ice cream on my forehead.
Hmm.
And it, you know, it took a few takes, and there'd been experiments with prop men and consistency and stickiness of ice cream. And we'd had a few test runs and everything. And I think we got about maybe 4 or 5 takes. And, you know, there was a lot of cleaning up and everything. And what we wanted was for the cone to just stick and stay on my forehead for, you know, 4 or 5 seconds.
And that must have been entertaining for the other guests.
Well, yes, it was. Until then, finally, we got it and the thing stuck. And they started clapping, so we had to go again.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, live audience. But it's not least, a live audience show.
It's supportive.
And we got Oliver on the line in Arlington, Virginia. Oliver, thanks for your call.
Hi. Thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I've been to Port Isaac a couple of times and saw the filming. But my question mostly is regarding the filming outdoors. And I know that it's for the beauty of the show, for the beauty of the scenery and the background and everything. But how do you think that filming outdoors adds to, like, the storyline? Because there's a lot of trouble and a lot of work to shoot all of those scenes outdoors. And, I mean, I guess you really could have just had a few shots of the doc walking up to his house and the doc walking here. But you guys spend so much time outdoors shooting, so... I mean, apart from it just being beautiful scenery, how do you think it adds to the storyline?
I don't know if it always does necessarily add to the storyline, but you're not just selling the storyline, you know. I think we use the countryside for its texture and because it's sort of, it's as much about where it is as what is happening in any story, I think. But, I mean, it is almost gratuitous. The amount we film outside, but we like it that way because,
yeah.
You know, it does look nice, and we don't get a lot of great weather over here. The minute the sun comes out when we're shooting the season, we just get out there, even if it's a second unit, just taking nice pictures of the sea or whatever, just to, you know, to give the program that texture.
You must have to flex with the weather a lot. I mean, do you do indoor? You got a list of indoor scenes and outdoor scenes?
Well, yeah. But that's, you know, that has its difficulties because none of the cast live in Cornwall. They mainly live in London. And so they've all got to be shipped in. If they're not in when you want, you know, when you have to make a change, you've got to bring them in if they're free and if they're under contract that week, blah, blah. It's a nightmare for my wife. But we do it.
Well, thanks for your call.
Oh, yes, thank you. And it really is a great place to visit and be in the filming.
It's
really very, very exciting. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Martin Clunes is our guest right now as we explore how the area around Port Isaac in Cornwall has gotten a real boost in popularity since it's the setting for most of the scenes in his TV show, Doc Martin. The latest episodes of the series start airing this week on many public TV stations around the U.S., The series is also available on DVD from Acorn Media. We'll ask Martin about the international versions of his show in a program extra for this week's edition of Travel with Rick Steves. You can hear that in the radio section at ricksteves.com. Right now, we're taking calls from fans of Doc Martin at 877-333-7425. Sarah's on the line from Chicago. Thanks for your call, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my great-grandmother was from Cornwall, from St. Minver, actually.
Oh, and very nearby.
I'm named after her. And I guess I've never been to Cornwall. I, of course, intend to at some point. But I guess I wonder what the personality of someone from this area is like. You know, I mean, does being so remote, you know, sort of infect their worldview in any way? And, I mean, I'm just trying to get a sense of, what it is. I'm not talking about the kind of stereotype of what people think about Cornwall, but your impressions, you know.
My impression is of a whole bunch of really isolated communities, as in each village. There were huge gaps between the villages. There still are. It's not a densely populated area, and it's not a rich area. But obviously with, you know, motor cars and roads and everything, they're all kind of linked now. But I still think there's a lot of disparate little communities. There's one, not particularly, not a tourist town, but it's called Delabole, and we use their school. And that's my kind of yardstick, because Port Isaac is beautiful and stunning and a tourist trap, but that gives it, there's a sort of artificiality to it, to the community in a sense, certainly from my perception. But in Delibol, you could cut that community with a knife. Hmm. There, it's so palpable. It's on the streets. It's on the message board of the school. It's on the faces of the school children. We always use the children from the school. And Doc Martin, the show's been on longer than their lives now, and it's sort of part of their folklore. if I turn up in a Hawaiian shirt to open a playground or something, they still come, here comes Doc Martin.
Ah. And Martin, that town is called Delibol?
Delibol.
Delibol.
It was, famous for a grey roofing slate, very beautiful, very figured. And it has a giant mine there, but the bottom fell out of the mining industry. It's not depressed, but, you know, employment isn't high outside of the tourist season.
So we have that dimension of, well, they're small, remote towns, but also you've got the Cornish culture, and Cornwall had its own language until modern times. Is there a dimension of that adds to the charm of the area or the distinctness?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, it's got there's a huge identity here, yeah. But it is that identity of, there is a remoteness, and there is, especially on the north coast. The trees are very short, and they're usually bent over by the wind in the winter.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Sarah, thanks for your call.
Thank you very much for taking it.
Okay, and enjoy the new series of Doc Martin.
Oh, I definitely will. Thanks.
Bye.
I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Martin Clunes about Cornwall, and that's where Doc Martin is set. Martin is debuting the sixth series of Doc Martin all over the United States on public television. It must be just a lot of work to put together a whole new series of Doc Martin. Why do you do it?
Why?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
I mean, is it gratifying, or is it just to contribute to your business, or?
Oh, yeah, no, it's really gratifying, and it's really great. You know, I never dreamt I'd be talking to an American author about our little series, you know, and because we do think of it as our little series, because we don't have a big company. It's just me and Philippa in a desk, really. When we're not in production, there's nothing to us, you know, and we run our farm.
Now, with all of your success and all the pressures on your creative talent, how do you relax and just kick back?
Well, you know, we've got lots of horses. We have lots of dogs. Well, we farm. That's not very relaxing, but it's nice to be able to strut out with the dogs and stay on your own land for an hour.
Sounds like the good life in the south of England.
Yeah, it is. It is a good life. It's a really good life. Yeah, it's muddy.
Martin, for all of your fans here in the United States, congratulations and thanks for your work. And it's been a delight talking to you.
Thank you very much indeed.
And we'll stay tuned for the new series of Doc Martin. Best wishes, Martin.
Thank you. And you look like Dr. Watson. Lost been looking for clues. And if I was Sherlock Holmes, I'd say there's still a little sand in your shoes. A little bit of sand in your shoes.
Travel with Rick Steves is produced by Tim Tatton with Sarah McCormick and Isaac Kaplan-Wolner at Europe Through the Back Door in Edmonds, Washington. Thanks for help this week to Alyssa Schimmel and Chad Campbell at Acorn Media, Tendi Karapetian at Sony Pictures Entertainment, Christy Fox at CFPR, Eric Bright at KERA, and Angie Hamilton-Lowe at NPR West. You can join Rick and his guests as a caller on the show. We'll notify you of our next set of recording sessions when you send us your email address. Look for a link in the radio section of ricksteves.com. We'll see you again next week with more Travel with Rick Steves.
Travel with Rick Steves is made possible in part by the European Union delegation to the USA. Tips about traveling in Europe and information about the EU are available at euintheus.org.